The other day, we learnt that Jesus is the greatest of all kings. He came and laid down his life so that we would be saved from our sins.
That's right, Squire.
But he didn't stay there. He came back to life so that we can be friends with God.
Oh.
Dude, I am so excited.
Squire, I'm excited too. I can't wait to follow this Jesus. But I have been doing some thinking.
Oh, no, not now. No. You don't have another coat of arms design, do you?
Squire, I'm wounded. My coat of arms throughout the week, as we all know, have been fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, that is the sound of fantastic coat of arms, Squire. But I think you'll be very disappointed to know that today I don't have one. I couldn't think of anything last night. I was just so amazed by what Jesus had done for me. I didn't even know what to do or say. Quite frankly, I was stumped. I mean, in fact, I don't even really know how to follow this Jesus at all. I mean, I want to be a knight of the king, but I don't know how. Squire, we've seen throughout the week that maybe, I could follow Jesus by offering gifts to babies, but I don't have any babies, and I don't have any gifts. Oh, that's not going to work. Well, maybe we could follow Jesus by giving sight back to blind people. Except I don't know how I'm going to do that. Maybe we need to become fishermen. No, that's a silly idea. Oh, Squire, I'm stumped. Do you have any ideas?
Actually, believe it or not, I don't know either. We've learned so much about how Jesus is this amazing. But we still don't know how we're actually going to follow him, do we?
No, Squire, we do not. If only there was...
The king is alive!
Squire, can you hear that?
Sure can. Looks like there's somebody coming.
Jesus! The king is alive!
Squire!
Jesus! The king is alive!
I don't believe it. Excuse me, sir. My name is Sir Fallot, and this is my squire. Squire, do you know of King Jesus?
I certainly do. Did you know that Jesus, the king, is alive?
Yeah, we do.
Sir Fallot and I want to be his followers, but we're not sure how. I want to be a knight of the king. I want to be a knight of the truth.
The one true Jesus King only.
King.
Sorry, yes.
Who are you? Can you help us out?
So my name is Peter. I was one of Jesus' followers. I was one of the fishermen that he called up, and I followed him everywhere. I learned so much from him, and I got to see some incredible things.
So if you learned so much from Jesus, then you know how to follow him. Does that mean we have to die on a cross too?
Well, no, it doesn't. Just before Jesus went to heaven, he told me what I need to do to become his follower.
Yes, well?
He told me that I need to forget about myself.
Forget about myself. Myself. Oh, easy. Oh, should have told me that before. Hang on. Give me 1 second. Hang on. There. Done. Easy. Squire, ask me a question about myself.
Who are you?
I don't know. I've forgotten. There you go. Easy peasy. Is that good enough?
Not quite. Oh. Jesus wants us as we are. He doesn't want us to forget our names.
Oh.
He wants us to forget about living for ourselves. Oh. Jesus wants us to live for him. Jesus should be the king in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So we have to do what Jesus wants instead of thinking of ourselves and doing what we want.
That's exactly right. Jesus wants us to live for him, and living for Jesus means saying sorry for the wrong things we do.
Okay,
and we know that he's God's son, and we trust that he died for us. You can have all of the riches, success and
happiness
in the world, but it means nothing
hey?
If you aren't friends with Jesus. Because if you aren't friends with Jesus, you can't have eternal life.
Wait a second. So... let me get this straight, Peter. Having the greatest sword in the world, made of gold, with like the most beautiful jewels, surely that would make me friends with Jesus.
No!
Well,
no?
I wore the trendiest clothes. Or had the greatest horse in the world, Quicksilver. Surely that would make me friendly.
There you go.
No! Saying sorry for the selfish ways of our life and thanking God for the great things he has done. Now that makes us friends with Jesus. And if you live for Jesus, you can be his follower. And if you be his follower, you will be a knight of the king.
A knight of the king, squire, that's it. That's what we have to do. I need to say no to myself and yes to Jesus. That way I can follow him. That's how I'll do it. And then I can live forever in heaven with him, right?
That's exactly right. Wow. Sir Fallot, you are a knight, aren't you?
I am a knight. A knight who serves and follows the one true king, Jesus.
And every great knight needs a magnificent coat of arms.
Say no more. Oh.
Trust me on this one. He has tried, and he's designed the coat of arms. Oh.
Okay. I might have an idea for you. I might have something that might work. We need to remember that Jesus died for us on the cross. So as your coat of arms, you could wear a cross.
A cross?
That's right. And with that, you could remember that we are friends with God because Jesus died for us on the cross.
That, Peter, is an excellent idea. Oh, man, I must get back to the workshop. I will wear it with pride.
I need to go. I need to tell more people about Jesus. You guys could too. Sir Fallot, Squire, goodbye.
Farewell, Peter.
Jesus, the king is alive. Jesus, the king is alive.
What a nutcase. Squire, I can see it now. Sir Fallot, a knight and follower of King Jesus.
And me too. I'll also follow Jesus.
Yeah. Sorry, Squire, that's what I meant. Quick, Squire, we've got to tell everyone about this. If we're serious about being followers of Jesus, we have to tell everyone, just like Peter did. Quick, come, Quicksilver. Let's tell everyone about King Jesus. We need to let them all know. Let's go. Find and follow King Jesus. Jesus, the King is alive. Jesus, the King is alive. Jesus, the King is alive.
Jesus is the one true King. Jesus died in your place, even though he didn't deserve it. Jesus was punished for our sin and died so that we may be forgiven. But Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose again, and he now lives with God in heaven. Someday soon, he's going to come back to earth to take those people who have accepted him as their king and saviour to be with him in heaven. But we don't know when that day will be. If Jesus is the king, how should we live as knights of the king? How should we live as Jesus' followers? That's a good question. One that even Jesus' disciples and followers in his day asked him. Peter was one of Jesus' disciples who asked him this very question.
One day, we were sitting down near a town called Caesarea Philippi, and Jesus was asking us questions. He asked us, "Who do people say I am?" Now, there were a lot of people there that said that Jesus was someone special. But they didn't really understand who Jesus was. So I spoke up and I said, "I think that you're the Christ who's come to save us from sin."
Peter was right. Jesus was the one true king. And he did come to save us from our sins. Jesus then told him that this meant he was going to be punished for our sins by dying in our place. But he would rise again.
When I heard that Jesus was going to die, I was really confused. How could the king die? How was he going to save us by dying? So I took Jesus aside and I told him he must be wrong. He couldn't save us by dying. He couldn't save anyone by dying.
Jesus told Peter that he had it all wrong. By dying on the cross and rising again, Jesus was carrying out God's plan to allow us to be friends with God again.
Jesus then said some pretty hard words to his followers. He said that if we wanted to live for him and become his followers, we had to forget about ourselves. We were all astonished, thinking, it's a big thing to follow Jesus, to say no to ourselves and yes to Jesus in everything. But Jesus said that if we live for him and make him our king, then we get to be with him in heaven after we die. But if we live with ourselves as king, then we can't go to heaven. We will die. There is no greater thing on this earth than living with Jesus in heaven forever.
There is a decision we must all face when we hear about Jesus. We must all decide whether we will ignore God and keep on being his enemies, or whether we will accept what Jesus has done and become friends with God again. Think about it. Which do you want?
Let's give them a round of applause, guys. It is a crucial decision that we need to make. All this week, we've been following and trying to figure out who is King Jesus and what has King Jesus done for us. We've been thinking about what does it look like for us to be knights of the greatest king ever. We've found out that Jesus has died in our place. He died on the cross. He died a death that he didn't deserve, but a death that we deserved. It's amazing what Jesus has done for us. But what's just as amazing is that Jesus didn't stay dead. Now, this week we've heard that Jesus rose again from the dead, and that's fantastic. That means that death isn't the end. That death has been defeated so that you and I can become knights of King Jesus. So that you and I can follow King Jesus. And that's exactly what we need to do. We need to say to Jesus, Jesus, I've been wearing the crown of my life in my heart. I've been saying that I'm King Jesus. I've been saying that I'm King Mark. I've been putting the crown in my own heart. And I've been rejecting Jesus as king. And we need to say to Jesus, Jesus, I'm not going to be king of my life anymore. But instead, I'm going to trust you to be my king. I want to be a follower of Jesus. That's the message we've been hearing all week, that you and I can follow Jesus by saying the crown's not on our heart, but it's on Jesus' head. The question you need to ask yourself this morning is, are you a knight of King Jesus? And it doesn't matter how old or how young you are, or how young at heart you are. Every single one of us needs to answer that question. Am I a follower of King Jesus? Am I a knight of the one true King? In a moment, I'm going to pray and I'm going to declare that we are followers of Jesus, that Jesus is the King over our lives. And you might like to pray that prayer with me. Or you might have some more questions. You might like to ask someone more about what it means to follow King Jesus. And I want to encourage you today, don't go home without finding out those answers. Grab someone in a red shirt. Grab someone and ask them, what does it mean for me to be a follower of King Jesus? It doesn't matter if you're this tall or taller than I can reach. Every single one of us needs to know how to follow King Jesus. And it's as simple as saying, Jesus, you died in my place. You deserve to wear the crown instead of me. Be my king. I'm going to pray that prayer right now and declare that Jesus is our king. So would you all like to bow your heads and pray with me? Lord Jesus, thank you so much for what you have done for us in your death on the cross. Thank you so much that you didn't stay dead, but you rose again from the dead. You truly are the greatest king ever, Jesus. But Jesus, so often we put the crown of our life on our own head or in our own hearts, and we try to be the boss of our own lives. But that's not going to work. We can't defeat death like that. So Jesus, this morning we acknowledge that you are the greatest king ever, and that you need to be king over our hearts every single day, that you need to be the one in charge of our lives and all that we do. So we give ourselves to you this morning, Jesus, and we acknowledge that you are our king, and we are knights of King Jesus. We are followers of Jesus. Thank you, God, that we can do this and know that with Jesus, death does not cut us off from you, but we have eternal life to look forward to. Thank you, God, for that promise. In Jesus' name, amen.